But the means of grace through which he works are these things of prayer and Bible study and sacraments. He says that we do. Are we not to wait for salvation? Doesn't the Bible say, wait and see the salvation of the Lord? This was the scripture that the quietists used to say, don't do all this stuff. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to read the Bible. You don't have to pray. Just relax and let God do it in you. Reminds me of the story about the brother who went to the altar at camp meeting, and two other brothers went to pray for him. And one of them on one side was saying, hold on, hold on to the grace of God, hold on. And the guy on the other side said, let go, let go. And he said, hold on, let go. What do you do? Well, they were both right. Hold on to the grace of God. Let go of your own self. What do you do as you wait for salvation? He said there's two scriptures in the Old Testament talk about waiting to see the salvation of God. One is Moses at the Red Sea. He's led the children of Israel out of Egypt. The Egyptian army's coming down upon them. They're at the Red Sea. They're between a rock and a hard place. And Moses is praying. And the Lord says to him, read about it in Exodus. The Lord says, stop praying and wait to see the salvation of the Lord. You trying too hard? And then it says, God said to Moses, take your rod, strike the water, and then get going. Walk out in faith. It's not just a matter of sitting and waiting, but it's a matter of obeying God and moving forward. The other is when Jehoshaphat was getting ready for a huge battle, and he was grossly outnumbered, and the Lord said to him, wait, tomorrow you'll see the salvation of the Lord. But while he waited, he sharpened his swords. While he waited, he prepared his troops. While he waited, he got ready for battle. And when they went into battle, the host of the army of the Lord defended him. Wait and see the salvation of the Lord. John Wesley says, yes, we are to wait for the salvation of God. Yes, we're to wait because it depends upon him. But the question is, what do you do while you're waiting? And he says, what you ought to do while you're waiting is you ought to pray and read the scriptures and partake of the sacraments, the means of grace, while you wait. Don't just sit. Friend, this year, if you want to have more of God in your life, don't just sit and expect God to do everything. Use the means of grace. Pray and ask him to come into your life. Read the scriptures to understand what it means to be a Christian disciple and participate in the worship, particularly the sacrament of the Holy Communion, so that you can experience the forgiveness of Christ in that wonderful sacramental way. Wait on the Lord, yes, but what do you do while you wait? You use, Wesley says, the means of grace while you wait. How do you use them? He says we use the means of grace by remembering that God is above all the means of grace. The means of grace are channels through which the Holy Spirit works. He's not limited to that channel, but normally, ordinarily, he works through prayer and through the Bible and through the sacraments and worship. But God is above all that. Never be satisfied just to come to church unless you encounter God in the worship. Never leave here happy just to have been among your friends, but leave here joyously thrilled that the Holy Spirit has met you in the worship service. Never be pleased in your devotional life simply to have read the scripture and had your prayer, but be more eager than that for a personal relationship to God in your devotions. Remember, there's no power in the means of grace. They're just channels. The power comes from God himself. And we should seek God alone. God alone through the means of grace. He said, after that, take care how you view yourself. If you've prayed, if you've studied the Word, if you've participated in worship where the Word is taught, if you've shared in the sacraments, be careful how you view yourself after that. For pride is always knocking at the door, and that will poison that which is holy, the means of grace. Take care how you view yourself.